to episode number 9 of Little Orphan Amy. Of course, you remember from last week that Bradley Woolworth's major inconvenience turned out to be flooding Acme Hall by backflushing all the toilets. Todd's condition reversed, however, he sped up so much that he was sent to the Mayo Clinic. Meanwhile, Amy, Tommy, and Sandy are at a Chinese restaurant, and our scriptwriters quit in disgust on page 12 with Bradley Woolworth in the girls' bathroom on the second floor of Acme Hall.
If they thought backflushing the toilets was bad, wait till they see this one. Now just 10 cubic centimeters in each toilet.
Wait a minute, what do you think you're doing in here?
What? Oh no.
Don't you realize this is the ladies' room? Who are you?
Bradley Woolworth.
Oh, you're the one who backflushed all the toilets.
Well, you see,
I can understand you being mad about having the top buttons cut off all your shirts, but flooding the dorm is a little drastic.
Well, I wanted to teach them a lesson. They better not fool around with me.
What are you doing up here?
I didn't want you girls to up here to feel left out.
Oh, now, Bradley, do you mind if I call you Brad?
Well, if you want to, what's your name?
Bitsy Peace.
Oh, I've heard about you.
Now, Brad, why would a cute guy like you want to do something mean to all the nice girls up here?
What are you doing?
Oh, just feeling your hair. It's really nice and smooth. If you like, I'll sew the buttons back on your shirts for you.
Oh, I don't have them. They were stolen.
Oh, I'm sure I can find some.
As Bitsy Peace leads Bradley Woolworth, or Brad as she is suddenly referring to him as, off to her room in search of buttons, we'll join Amy, Sandy, and Tommy at the Chinese restaurant.
Hey, here's your mugu kai pan, man.
Maybe we should have ordered the fried squid.
Hey, this is good shit, man.
Oh, yeah, we'll give it a try.
Oh, you betcha you will, and you like it too, man.
Yeah, I'm sure we will.
Long pause.
Hey, well, give it a try, man.
Yeah, here goes.
I told you so, man. Hey, you want anything else?
Oh, it's great.
No, thank you. We're fine.
Okay. You need me. I'll be in the kitchen pitching pennies.
Wow, that's one mean dude.
Did you see the tattoo on his left eyelid?
Yeah, but I couldn't figure out what it was supposed to be.
Me either.
It was a hand flipping the bird.
What's that?
Oh, never mind. Just eat your mugu gaipan, man.
Say, this is really good, you guys.
What?
Oh, you're right. They weren't kidding, Sandy.
Yeah, I was. This is the greasiest stuff this side of Tijuana.
Oh, it is not.
You just gotta get in the grease, Sandy.
Yeah.
We take all leave of this blissful meal and join a small party being held in Todd's honor. Without him, of course, a very small party.
Oh, man. Too bad nobody else wanted to come to our farewell party for Todd.
Yeah, but that's understandable. Todd's not even here.
Oh, he's probably already at the Mayo Clinic by now, getting shot up full of stuff.
And high-quality stuff, too.
Yeah, we ought to get some high-quality stuff. Everything you can find around here is really lousy. Banana peels would give a better high.
Oh, I take it you don't mean the stuff we're growing in here.
No, I mean stuff. I can refine, not growed.
Only place I know of to get that kind of stuff is down in Mexico.
And a long way from here.
Not if you fly.
Hey, where are we gonna get a plane?
Bitsy Peace.
Oh, she wouldn't want to get involved in smuggling.
Probably not. But I bet you she'd let me borrow it, though.
You? Hey, you can't even drive a ski boat.
Yeah, well, I never had ski boat driving lessons.
And you've had flying lessons?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I don't mean the kind of flying we're doing here.
Oh, really? I've even got an FCC license.
Oh, wow.
As Cliff and Ashley begin planning their trip to Mexico, we move up the floor to Bitsy Peace's room.
There, Brad. That's the last button on the last shirt.
Oh, I don't know how to thank you.
I do.
Why did you turn off the light?
You'll find out.
Oh, damn it all. They turned out the light. I can't see what's... Oh, all right. Well, we better leave those two alone, I guess, and see how Amy, Sandy, Tommy are doing at that Chinese restaurant.
Oh, I'm getting full.
Me too. That mugu gai pan was excellent.
It was lousy.
Well, then why did you tell the waiter it was so good?
Because I wanted to leave here under my own power.
Wise choice, Sandy.
You know, I don't think that waiter is really from China, you guys.
Oh, really?
What was your first clue?
His eyes. They don't look Chinese.
Excellent deduction, Holmes.
What?
Oh, nothing.
Well, speak of the devil.
What?
Hey, how you like the Moogle Gai Pan, man?
Oh, it's really good, thank you.
Yeah, I've really gotten full on it.
Yeah, you sure are full of it.
Oh, what? You know like the Moogle Gai Pan, man?
Oh, yeah, it was great.
Oh, that's more like it, you punk, you hombres. Want anything else?
No, I don't think so.
Here's your bill, man. Pay the guy at the cash register on your way out, or he'll bust you into chinos.
Yeah, thanks.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Lundy goes ahead to get the van while Tommy pays the bill and Amy puts her coat on.
Thanks. Hey, Amy, didn't you clean out your coat after being in the ocean?
No, why?
There's this big green slimy thing hanging out of your pocket.
Slimy? Ah! Help! Help! Get it out, Tommy!
Amy then proceeds to break the coat removal record set in 1928 by Harry Houdini.
It's only a piece of seaweed.
Oh, I guess you're right, but I can't stand slimy stuff. Now, where did my coat go? I threw it over there somewhere.
It's on that guy's head over there in the corner.
Oh.
Well, I'm just dying to find out, as I know you are, what's going on in Bradley Woolworth's room.
Oh, my Brad. Heavens to Bitsy.
How damn, they still have those lights out. Well, I guess I'll go get my flashlight. Meanwhile, we'll go see how the Mexico trip is coming along instead.
Okay, now we follow Highway 101 down to L.A., and then...
Say, we don't have to follow the highways. We're flying.
Hey, but how are you going to know how to get there?
We use a compass.
What's that?
What? Never mind. Just trust me.
Okay, I think we got everything. Let's check it off.
Well, we got flashlights, blankets,
check.
Dark clothes,
check.
Ski masks,
check.
12 boxes of tortilla chips,
check times 12,
and 4 cases of beer,
check times 72. Hey, don't forget the plants, man.
Plants? What do you mean plants?
Hey, the plants will die if we leave them. They're used to getting pissed on every hour.
We won't be gone that long. We'll drink a lot of beer before we leave, so they'll be watered good.
I don't think we want to stick around while the plants are being watered. A little embarrassing. So why don't we just go on back to the restaurant?
Say, Amy, how would you like to drive up to College Gray tomorrow night to watch the eclipse?
Eclipse? There's an eclipse tomorrow night?
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah? Is this another one of those submarine race tricks?
No, not exactly.
Now, what do you mean, not exactly?
I just wanted to talk to you.
Oh, well, you're Sandy with the van, and we can talk on the way home.
No, that's not what I mean.
Well, what do you mean, Tommy?
Oh, hell, I...
Hey, let's go!
Well?
Forget it.
Well, we will now take our leave of the frustrated Tommy Tubes and a rather dense Amy, and once again try to determine what is happening with Bitsy Peace and Bradley Woolworth!
Oh, Brad, you're amazing!
Oh. Gee, thanks.
I'm really thirsty. Let's go down to the main lobby for a Coke.
Sure.
Oh my, whatever happened to change Bradley Woolworth's voice? Well, we'll just follow them down to the main lobby.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you, Brad.
Oh, well, man, what's happening?
Say, hey, what's going down, man?
Hi, Ashley. Hi, Cliff.
Hi, guys.
Oh, well, Bradley, you got a cold or something?
What?
Your voice is different.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Oh, that's really strange.
I know why.
Why is that?
It's the or something.
Oh, wow, I thought that grin looked familiar.
Congratulations, Bradley.
Embarrassing.
No reason to be embarrassed.
Yeah, it's all part of growing up, Bradley.
Well, Brad sure has grown up tonight.
So it's Brad now, huh?
That's right.
Oh, Bitsy, Ashley wanted to ask you something.
What?
Oh, yeah. You think it would be possible for us to borrow your plane?
Borrow my plane?
Yeah, you see, my mother's down in Mexico, you know, and she's gone and drunk the water or something, and she's awful sick. The doctors don't know if she's gonna make it.
Right. Your mother's sick, sure. Why not? It's insured.
Oh, wow, thanks, Bitsy.
Yeah, thanks.
Just one thing, though.
What's that?
I get 5% of your net profit.
Huh?
Say, you're okay, Bitsy.
Yeah, you got your act together.
It's a deal, then?
Sure thing.
Thanks loads. You'll have a good time now when we're gone.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Right, Brad?
Yeah, sure. Take it easy, guys.
Hey, so long, Bitsy.
Meanwhile, back on the first floor dorm lobby...
Yeah, what a mess. When Bradley Woolworth makes an inconvenience, he makes an inconvenience.
Gee, Bruce, you look wetter than a drowned swamp rat in the hills.
Really? Coach told me about Swamp Rat Hills. He's the meanest linebacker he ever faced. Well, I think we'd better get it cleaned up. What you looking at, Mary Lou?
Up here on the poster board. It's a postcard. Sure looks funny, though.
What's it say?
It says, "Greetings from the Mayo Clinic. Wish you were here. Visiting, of course." And it's signed, Todd.
Does it have a picture on the other side? I like postcards that have a picture on it.
Let me look. Oh, here it is. It shows some weird molecule on it. And it says, "Typhoid, the Mayo Clinic disease of the month for April."
Hey, Mary Lou, does it say when Todd will be back?
Nope. All it says is written for Todd by Sister Teresa.
Boy, she sure prints me, though.
That there's not printing, Bruce. It's one of those fancy typewriters.
Now back to Amy, Tommy, and Sandy, returning from that Chinese restaurant in Sandy and Tommy's ex-telephone company van.
That's disgusting. Aren't you going to say excuse me?
It's a Japanese custom to belch after every meal. The more you like the food, the louder you belch.
But that was a Chinese restaurant.
That was a Chinese belch.
Hey, look, a couple hitchhikers. Should we pick them up?
Let's find out where they're going first.
My Uncle Wombat says you should never pick up hitchhikers.
Sandy pulls the van over to the side of the road to talk to the hitchhikers.
They're awfully small.
Hey, where are you guys going?
Hey, man, me and my old lady were on the way up to Big Sur where my wheels gave out.
You mean that tricycle over there?
That's no tricycle, Jack. Those are my wheels.
Yeah, man.
Oh, sorry.
Well, you're gonna give us a ride to Big Sur or not?
Well, actually, we're not going quite that far.
That's cool, man. We'll catch another ride. Keep the faith.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah, take it easy.
They seemed kind of young, didn't they?
I don't think so. They must have been at least 9 years old.
Oh, at least.
That's pretty young to be hitchhiking, though, isn't it?
No, you see it in the Sunset Strip all the time.
Oh, I think that's terrible.
They park in the parking lot and exit from the van.
Aren't you coming, Amy?
No, I have to go study now.
Oh, well, see you later then, I guess.
Yeah, see you later.
Bye, guys.
Well, we will check out Oliva this scene and also check out on how the Mexico connection without Gene Hackman is proceeding.
Well, man, how are we going to tell if they're ripping us off or not?
What do you mean?
Hey, we need a scale, man.
Where are we going to get a scale?
Hey, the only scales I've seen are in the science building.
Yeah, that's right, Science South. They've got those digital scales that are accurate to 4 decimal places.
Yeah, we could just borrow one for a while.
How are we going to get one? Have you seen how security patrols that place?
And there's a skylight on the roof.
How are we going to get up there? I can't land the plane on the roof.
Hey, we scale up the wall with grappling hooks and a ski rope.
Where are we going to get a grappling hook?
Oh, well, I just happen to have a couple here under my bed.
Just like a regular Boy Scout, aren't you?
Okay, then, we'll do it tonight.
Well, let's go back to Bradley Woolworth's room, since I happen to know that Bitsy Peace is there.
Oh, Brad, I'm so satiated.
Well, I see some of my intellect is rubbing off on you.
Oh, and that's not all.
Whatever do you mean?
Oh, I guess all my knowledge hasn't rubbed off on you yet.
Yes, the learning process takes time.
Oh, I've got lots of time. Hey, Brad, you've got a lot of strange-looking gadgets in our room.
Yes, I'm a triple major, ELME and computer science.
What's this little box here?
That's my new invention. It's a de-stereoizing magnification switching unit.
What's it do?
Well, first the primary circuit interjects an overriding signal onto the subcarrier frequency and drops the signal into monaural.
In other words, it turns your stereo light on and off and switches your speakers back and forth.
Oh, Brad, let's try it out.
Okay, I'll just turn the volume on the stereo here and turn the box on.
Oh, wow, that's wonderful, Brad. Let me try it. Oh, how neat. The red light's off. And now push this and it comes back on.
It can also oscillate the speakers.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
My love is so inscrutable in a stoic sort of way.
Oh, that is really far out.
And it does it to every stereo within 15 miles.
Oh, Brad, you're so smart.
As Susie Swiss Cheese often says, I think I'm going to be sick. Well, speaking of Susie Swiss Cheese, we caught a letter the other day here at the station from the president of the Susie Swiss Cheese fan club, and he was wondering why we only give Susie 5 to 7 lines every week. Well, now to satiate, Bitsy P says, all you Susie Swiss Cheese fans, here's Susie Swiss Cheese in the shower!
Why does everybody hate me? I gargle twice a day, I'm definitely sure. I use channel number 46. I don't understand. Tommy doesn't like me anymore. Even the scriptwriters keep forgetting I exist. Amy doesn't pay much attention to me anymore. Even the scriptwriters keep forgetting I exist. Everybody likes that Bitsy Peace girl now. I don't have split ends. I'm glad this year is almost over. I'll transfer to Timbuktu Tech for next year. Wait, maybe that's what they want. I'll just stay here to spite them. I have to talk to my folks back in Palos Verdes. They'd send me anywhere I want. This summer should be fun. I'll spend the whole summer at the beach. The beach? Oh no, I can't go to the beach. I don't even have a suit mark on me. You can't lounge at the beach without a tan. Everyone will laugh. I know, I'll go up by that big U on the peak and soak up some rays before summer.
There, I hope you're all satisfied. The poor girl is going to commit soulless suicide. Well, I hope she gets a little more lines next week. Meanwhile, later that night...
Shh! Well, if you make any more noise, we'll be loaning the scales inside to the jailhouse.
Say, hey, man, I'm sorry. It's dark out here.
Okay, I think this is the place.
Yeah, it's your job to throw that hook up there, just like in the movies.
Me? That's 3 stories!
What's the matter? You a pussy?
All right, Big Mouth, I'll show you.
He heaves the hook up, and amazingly enough, it catches on the edge of the roof.
Well, there you see.
Yeah, okay.
Now, you climb up.
What, me first?
Sure, I threw it. You gotta climb.
Oh, wow, okay.
Ashley proceeds to pull himself up the rope hand over hand, while Cliff follows close behind. They make it to the roof without incident.
Oh, wow, man. That's hard work.
Sure as hell is. Now, where's the skylight?
Oh, it's over there.
Look, it's not even latched.
All right.
They open the skylight and drop to the floor below.
Now, where do they keep the scales?
Down the hall here. Yeah, this room here.
They open the door.
What?
Oh, my God.
What are you doing here?
How did you get here?
Henry, it looks like once again we've run out of time for this week. Join us next week for the answers to these fascinating and important questions. Who is in the science building? How did they get there? Are Ashley and Cliff busted? When will Clem hark a big one? Well, that answered that question. Well, how about Bradley Woolworth? Will he continue to mess around with his gadgets while messing around with Bitsy Peace? Will the Mexico connection be pulled off? Will the 2 hitchhikers make it to Big Sur? Will Todd return? Will the dorm dry out by next week? Will Susie Swiss Cheese get another line, no less another monologue? And one other thing, the most important, will the sale of 6 packs of 7 be still going?
Orphan Amy was written, directed, played, and produced by the KCPR management. Ha 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 ha!